This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An airstrike on a migrant detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli has taken dozens of lives. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Libya. Here's what she found.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
She says services to the refugees have been disrupted by the attack.
There was about 160 people in the detention center, as far as we know, before the bombing. And there were dozens of people outside. They told us they had been sleeping outside and had not been refreshed with food or water since last night.
The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the airstrike investigated. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran said it had breached a low enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear treaty a year ago. Iran insists that frees it from limits contained in the agreement. The White House is downplaying President Trump's concession to allow sales of computer chips to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, explaining that it is still blocking sales of anything used in the country's the company's newest 5G smartphones. Washington had put Huawei on an export blacklist in May, citing national security concerns related to its fifth generation devices. The company's founder says Trump's agreement with President Xi Jinping to ban a sale on. This is VOA.